Welcome to the Call of a Leader conference call, hosted by Dave Johns. The conference is in presentation mode. Your line is muted.
I'm just excited that we can offer a healthy alternative. But, Gary, I'm just going to turn it over to you and tell us all about our new product and why it has value.
Well, thanks, Dave, and thanks for inviting me on the call this morning. Let me just kind of give a little history here. So Nikon Corporate and Marketing Department contacted me about 6 weeks ago and wanted to share our newest product, 10-4, with me. I think they probably chose me to do that, one, because of my doctorate in physiology and understanding how the body works, but secondly, probably from my entrepreneurial background. I left the university in the mid-80s, founded and started a biotech company called Applied Genetics, grew it to a very, very large company, maybe the third largest of its type in the world. And I love that company. But, I kind of came to the realization after about 2.5 decades, as much as I loved the company, it didn't love me back, because it really didn't provide me with any time freedom. So given that background and visiting down at corporate for a couple of days and chatting with them about this product, they graciously let me sample four packets of the product. I tried to get more, but they wouldn't let me have any more. So I evaluated it. Yeah, they kind of barred the door and said, you can't have any more. Four is all we'll give you. But this is a very exciting product for us. I think it is probably the best gateway or doorway product to our prevention-focused healthcare system, the wellness home, and to our opportunity that maybe I've ever seen in, nearly my, 17 years with Nikon. I'll have my 17th anniversary coming up this December. And I am extremely excited about it. I'm extremely excited that we have a healthy alternative for millions and millions and millions of people in our country and around the globe using energy drinks. I've had a lot of questions from people saying, what makes this different? And really what makes it different is that one is the source of caffeine. Being the matcha green tea. Now, this is the premier of teas. I remember traveling in Asia and doing work there, and after we finished whatever program or technology transfer course or whatever it was we were doing there, this was always presented to us as a huge honor to a visiting VIP. And, of course, they let you know that this is just for special guests of ours to have this matcha green tea. And so it's the source of that. And the main thing is it doesn't have all the other junk. Dave, you're probably, and you've been doing some research, there's a lot of junk in energy drinks that people are consuming. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what we've got is something that's natural, that's organic, that's not compounding lots of other stimulants, other things in there, high amounts of sugar, just high caloric content that sometimes people are drinking two or three of these energy drinks a day. I kind of did a comparison, and I sampled the product just to kind of give you an idea, because I know many of you have not received it yet, doing different things that I normally do, during a week. My first sampling is when I drove home from Irvine back home up by Lodi, California. It's about a 6-hour drive. And I wanted to do that because I wanted to sample the product while I was by myself and just, see what kind of effects it would have on me. I noticed a very smooth increase in energy, a bronchial dilation to where I was easier to breathe. And if it's easier to breathe, you're providing more oxygen to your muscles, to all your body, to your brain. It seemed like the best way I can describe it is just a very smooth energy. that Brody Craney was here, and we did a Northern California Expo. Wanted to see if anybody would notice a difference or a change in my presentation or anything else, and no one did. And then sampled it once again before doing my presentation with Rex and Susie Olson at the San Antonio event. So, I mean, this is what I'm most excited about here, Dave, is that this is such a powerful gateway or doorway product. I mean, we've got millions and millions of people consuming these types of beverages. That demographic is from teenagers up to 35 years old. The fastest growing demographic is busy young mothers. And what's exciting is that, you know, 10-4 is a healthier way to increase energy, performance, mental acuity, and it's our introduction into a $10 billion a year industry in the U.S. with global sales of nearly $30 billion. And here's the exciting part. This is a stable industry that's projected to double to $21 billion in the next 2.5 years by the year 2017. So from a marketing standpoint, I think we all need to be very excited about that. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's very exciting. I didn't realize how many people use that kind of stuff. Mountain Dew. You know, there's a lot of people that they just don't go by their day without doing that. In fact, we were invited over to some neighbors for dinner a couple of days ago, and another neighbor, just during the evening, he had three cans of Coke. And
yeah,
I was thinking,
yeah.
Wow, what if he was doing something healthier?
Yeah, well, and those three cans of Coke was probably 12 times the amount of sugar that's in one packet of 10-4. The labeling on these products is a bit misleading. You pick up one of the Monsters, Rockstars, Amps, Full Throttle. It says 27 grams of sugar, or 27 to 31 grams of sugar. But there's two servings in each one of those cans. So, I mean, one can of, say, Rockstar, 62 grams of sugar in there. And, the calories are, 150 up to 220, depending on which variety or which brand you're used to consuming. The caffeine.
So that's about 10 to 12 teaspoons of sugar, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the caffeine in them are sometimes, up to 200 milligrams, which would be five times the amount. And here's the other thing, and I just kind of said on Vance Rogers' call just before this one. Caffeine, we always say in Neekin, and we have a magnet, not just a magnet, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Caffeine's not just caffeine either. It really depends on where the source comes from. Most of the energy drinks have a crystallized, synthesized caffeine they've extracted from a caffeinated plant, or synthesized completely. And it's very different than a natural source. And especially from this source of matcha green tea, which is also full of excellent, and I saw you did, send out some emails on the, antioxidant capabilities and the compounds that are in matcha green tea that are very beneficial too. But again, it's just, microsite, 10-4.neekin.com is a great information source for people on this morning's call to go take a look at, more of what's in there nutrient wise, why it's different. But I have to tell you, I think we have a, seventh or ninth inning of the World Series game seven grand slam home run. And our San Francisco Giants win World Series, that type of product.
Yeah.
I really do. And it's that gateway, it's that demographic. You said it earlier, 70% of all energy drink users are under 35. And, it's not something that's going away, but it's something where we can give people a healthier alternative. So I've been asking questions, ever since I've been able to talk to anybody about this product. you know, do you use energy drinks? If they say yes, I pretty much say, would you like a healthier way to do that? I have yet to have anybody tell me no. They say, yes, I'd like to learn about that. If they don't drink energy drinks, and they say, I said, you use energy drinks, they say no, I ask them, why not? They say, because they aren't healthy. And then I say, well, if there was a healthier way to have that energy, you know, without all of your concerns with buy off the shelf energy drink, would you take a look at it? Everybody I've asked that said yes. So whether their first response is yes or no, we as marketers, we as people that are making an existing market aware of a new product and then showing them how to build a marketing distribution from that, I've never had easier conversations. You know, when Negan first started, we started with, you know, high impact, demonstrable products. And they were insoles, mag boys, rollouts, whatever it was. And we kind of had a challenge, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, Dave, we had a challenge because we were introducing new technology to people. Would you agree?
That was also fun, kind of telling a story that nobody had heard before, but it was something new. And
it was something new, and it took some type of experience or validation, if you will. And here's the exciting part of what 10-4's done. We're going into this huge existing $10 billion a year market with just a better way to do it. You don't have to.
People already love it. They're buying it by the case. And
yeah,
we can show them a better way.
Sure. And when you combine that story with saying, you know, you consume these every day, you realize how big this industry is and where it's going. And so I've been having conversations with that person I've been talking to saying, you know, this industry is going to double in the next 2.5 years. Would you like to be part of that? You know?
Well, exactly. Yeah. Because, you know, Red Bull or Rockstar or Mountain Dew or whatever, how much will they pay you if you refer another customer? And
that's nothing, Dave.
Yep, nothing at all. So that's a powerful idea. Hey, maybe to just go back to the product a little bit, matcha tea. I'd never even heard of that before this product was launched, and there's definitely anything in the world you can make worse and sell cheaper.
Yeah.
It seems like this is the very top tier of everything, and of course, I love the idea of it being made out of a whole organic food, but can you tell why matcha tea is different than the other stuff out there? What's so special about it?
Well, one, the way it's grown and they've been cultivating it, where Negan gets its source for 850 years. So that's quite a bit of stability there. but it's the other thing that's in the plant, and it's not also just using the leaves, but using other parts of the plant as well. And like I said, I just, you know, get on there and Google it. I mean, you know, just about every person that has a health site, whether it's Andrew Weil or whoever it is, touts the benefits of matcha green tea. And again, this is something that is not inexpensive. It is a very expensive tea. And, you know, I've got to take my hat off to, you know, the people in, product development because they really did, a lot of due diligence. They took their time developing this product that maybe enters into a somewhat controversial, marketplace. But they did it right. Like they always do, and in 17 years as a scientist and a physiologist, I've always been very impressed with things that you know, the fastidiousness that Negan has before they present something, you know, to us to present to others. So, you know, just an awesome source for that. And then there's of course a couple of other black teas in there too to complement it as well. But, you know, the main thing is we just don't have the junk that the other stuff has. You know, caffeine's been studied for years. We've used it as societies for millennia and millennia. And I think maybe it on the other side of that, there's a tremendous amount of literature showing health and health benefits and performance benefits, whether that be academic or athletic, with mild doses of caffeine. But again, like I said, caffeine isn't just caffeine. There's different types, different sources. The problem with the commercially available energy drink, in my opinion, is that, you know, you have a stimulant there with caffeine, but then they add to it, taurine, ginseng, carnitine, and quite a few other types of stimulants as well. And maybe those things on their own individually, are good. And maybe they're not. Because there really isn't a lot of research I can find, and I mean published research. But to my knowledge, nobody's looked at their effects on our central nervous system when in conjunction with each other. And that's the thing that's kind of scary about me, for me, that, you know, what are all these stimulants doing when you're consuming it at the same time? And I would have some concern about that. And again,
not to mention all the sugar and all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, and all the
esters of wood rosin and brominated vegetable oils. And
yeah, well, the artificial sweeteners, the artificial preservatives, the artificial colors. I like that our product is fresh. It's in a packet. I like it's not carbonated, which is another health thing. I like that it's not in a can, requiring recycling or, you know, 10 cents, when somebody buys one for the can. there's no BPA. It's easy to use, easy to share. I mean, it's got tremendous benefits. So it's an awesome product. I'm very excited about it. I'm en fuego, on fire about it.
yeah, definitely. Well, one of the things, if you just Google matcha tea, you'll probably see pictures of just this brilliantly healthy looking green. You know, just a vital green, and one of the big things they talk about matcha tea is just the care that for weeks in advance they cover the plants and grow this out of the sun, and so the leaves produce a lot of extra chlorophyll and other associated factors that just increase the nutrient content, and then it just very slowly ground in a kind of a giant granite mortar and pestle into just a beautiful powder. And
What did it remind you of when you saw that?
Jade Greenzymes.
Absolutely. First thing that popped into my mind, too.
Yeah. And then they've added a kiwi and blueberry, so it has kind of a fruity overtone. And of course, blueberry. And all of the strong colors that are in plants also are just really powerful antioxidants, and then the matcha itself is a rich source of antioxidants, and then specifically I was reading about theanine, which is an amino acid that has some very promising research from everything to just helping brains work better, to circulation, cancer, all kinds of different things. No downside to it. It's pretty amazing. But it also has a very complementary effect on how caffeine is metabolized. Could you talk a little bit about that, Gary?
Actually, why don't you inform us about that? Because that's really not something I've studied yet. So.
No.
Dave, I think you're the expert on that. So.
Well, instead of just a synthetic, harsh chemical that you're putting in your body that famously people get the jitters, definitely an up and down spike as far as any energy and some definite downsides. The theanine, along with that, it has just a very smooth, longer lasting, more natural energy, and so it just really makes all the difference. So acid that is really good for body and mind.
Here's the way I kind of, you know, tested that. So not being a coffee drinker, never drank coffee, not being an energy drink drinker, prior to 10-4, never had any of those either. So after I sampled and tested and used the 10-4, I went out and I tried four different, on different days, of course, you know, commercially available energy drinks. The feeling was totally different. I didn't like it. I was jittery. It was up. It was down. My stomach didn't feel good. probably from the carbonation and all the sugar as well. Just was not a pleasant experience for me. You know, the feeling with 10-4 and Dave Martin's, girlfriend, she's a marketing expert, Celine, put it perfectly how I felt. She said this was a very fluid energy, and she has used and consumes Red Bull. She says this is so much different. It's just a awareness. It's just a fluid energy, and I thought that was perfect. That was a perfect description in comparison, you know, to some of the other, you know, commercially available drinks that I tried. You know, this. And I'm not trying to just get off the product, because it's, the marketing potential here is huge. I met a gentleman on the plane flying back with me, from San Antonio, who does marketing and training for a big corporation. He was flying to Denver. And as we're having a chat, I said, you know, I do product awareness and marketing with a global company. We just introduced a new product in the energy drink field. It's a healthy energy drink. And he says, well, I don't drink energy drinks. And I said, well, what are you drinking? What's in front of you? And he goes, coffee. And I said, well, isn't that an energy drink? He goes, well, yes, semantically, I guess it is. And of course, it is. But I took some things I was working on in that comparison sheet of the top seven sellers and their amount of caffeine, sugar, calories, sweeteners, you know, all the things that we don't want in a product of this nature, and did a comparison sheet, was showing it to them. And I said, you know, since you're into marketing, why don't you, like, I, you know, value your opinion here. What do you think? What's a better way for me to do this? So he's, you know, giving me some tips and everything else. And we're sitting there chatting, and the guy says to me, he says, what you have here, you have a $1 billion product in the next 12 months. And he said, this is a strong product entry into an existing industry that I've seen in a long time. As a professional marketer, that was his conversation with me. And he said, as soon as I get off the plane, I'm going to text you with my contact information, because I want more information on this. So, I mean, that was awesome. It really was. And it's such an easy conversation. What a great entry into the wellness home. What a great entry or gateway into a prevention-focused healthcare system. What a great entry or gateway into an opportunity. You know, that's the thing I'm most excited about.
You know, Gary, along that line, I have a new friend, and we were just kind of comparing notes, and he came over and he was with another network marketing company that does almost $12 billion a year, their company. And, when he came over to just share, he brought over a little chest, and he had several cans of his product. And he was explaining that by far and away, that was their number one product. And it was an energy drink, and I tasted it. It looked better than Red Bull. Reading it had some concentrated fruit extracts in it, but it also had sucralose and it definitely had that artificial sweetener aftertaste. And it was
probably something preservative too. So
absolutely, yeah, sodium benzoate and so forth. But the big thing is just that aftertaste, the stuff that was in it. I thought right there, this is something. demonstrate it, you need a cooler. You got to carry cans around because, you know, it wouldn't taste good unless it was cold. Also, what you already mentioned, the environmental impact, if you're, you know, environmentally conscious, selling cans and bottles and hauling water, it's just more friendly to our earth if we have little packets and add our own water. And plus, you know, being a
and more friendly to our body.
Pardon me?
And more friendly to our body too.
Oh, and so much. Yeah, talk about environment. You know, our body ecology.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, okay, here's a precedent. Here's this big company that's been around, you know, since the 50s, and their number one product is an energy drink. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, well, if they can do it, we can do it, especially if we have, I believe, just a really superior product to introduce to people.
Yeah. Well, along the same lines, I have an appointment this evening with a gentleman in a very similar company. But really, all they have is energy drink and energy bars. And he's been with them for some time. He had a, and of course, it's a binary compensation plan, which I don't like. But you know, he's done okay. But, you know, I think you're pretty much only going to do okay if that's all you have. You know, we've got a gateway to a whole wellness home here. We have a gateway to having balance in, you know, all areas of your life, the five pillars. You know, and I've had a conversation with him about that on the phone. And, you know, just kind of asked him how things going with your, you know, business. And he said, well, it's kind of flat line. And I said, well, guess what? And I started to tell him about 10-4. And he said, when's as soon as we can get together? And it just worked out for both of us that we could meet this evening because he's very, very interested, very excited, about taking a look at the product, why ours is different from what he has, which I already know. But and all the other doorways that opens up, you know, it's just, it's phenomenal. Really, it's great. I mean,
yeah. Hey Gary,
I think I'm more excited than you, Dave.
you'll have to be awfully excited. Yeah, I just got a text from Cindy Weiscarver. She said, "Can you drink it warm?"
Well, you can, but I think you know it's going to react with some of the things in the chlorophyll in there. You know, obviously they drink green tea, matcha green tea, warm. My favorite way to drink it, just like an iced tea. You know, with some cold water, it tastes like a nice kind of fruity, I really like the taste of the kiwi that comes out in there. Kind of just like a little fruity, tea. And my suggestion is you probably, that's a great question for distributor relations, distrel@deacon.com. And ask them what their suggestion is on that as well. But, I think it's probably more beneficial to drink it room temperature or cold. So I just like it cold a little better.
Another thought, I've had a couple of people tell me that they've taken it like a pixie stick.
I saw some people at the San Antonio do that. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said it has a nice fruity taste and delightful that way too. Would you be open to open it up for maybe just a few questions?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see if we can do that. What you want to do is, when I open this, just, push *6, and, if you could, don't queue up, to get too many live, or else we'll hear dogs barking and dishes rattling. So anyway, here we go.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
Any questions for Gary?
Hello, Dave. Hi, this is Carolyn from Lake Forest. And to Dr. Gary, I was wondering if there's any chance of getting a copy of his, he said he did a comparison of the top 10 energy drink products. And the
yes, I'm going to show that on Pathfinder's WebEx Monday night, 7 o'clock our time, Carol.
Oh,
and all right. After that, down, but I think I think we will make it available there. I've got a lot of attention with it with people. You know,
sure.
It's similar along the lines of the same, you know, what ingredients are in different protein shakes and what's not in KVB. And I think that's a very powerful marketing piece because people can look at it and say, okay, well, here's my energy drink of choice. And wow, yours is less expensive. Mine has 10 times more of the calories. It has artificial, you know, and people can make a visual comparison right there and make a informed choice, at least to give ours a try and see if they like it. And I have yet to have anybody that's received any shipments and, you know, I handed out a box worth at our preview Thursday night up in Elk Grove, of people to try it and followed up with them. And I have yet to have anybody say I didn't like it. You know, so.
Great. Well, it takes a lot of work to put a list like that together and I really appreciate it. So, look.
Sure. And we'll see if we can't get that posted up on Pathfinder so anybody that wants it can just go there and download it. So.
Super. Thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
I have a question. Mary Taylor from Canada. Hi, gentlemen. Do you know when it will be available in Canada?
I do not. Again, that's a great question for Nikan Corporate, or maybe Dave knows. I don't. So.
I don't, but there's nothing in it that would prevent it from being in Canada. So I think it's just takes a little longer, and they wanted to launch it. So there we go. So
on through Canadian, you know, Canada Health. I mean, you know, it's probably.
So it shouldn't be much longer. Okay, thanks very much.
Hey, hi, Dave. This is Barbara. On the PC call, they said they were launching it on October 27th, which is Monday. I don't know if they're going to have the same thing as us with the free power band or not, but check on the website because they said they were launching Canada on October 27th.
Great.
Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah, sure enough. Thanks for having the call. This is awesome.
Anybody else?
Hello, Dave. This is Karen Rose. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted to add something, and then I have a question. My background is international package design and branding, and I've been looking at these energy drinks for years and been really pissed off the way it's designed, all the packaging and everything is designed to target market the 15 to 30-year-olds. And then as we talked about on the phone, just the guy that has Red Bull, he's a billionaire just off that one product. That's all he has is Red Bull. And so I have been educating people and I haven't really had anything to give young people. So I am so excited that Nikan has come up with this, number one. Number two, the name 10-4, the packaging, everything is just phenomenal. I mean, that name 10-4. That's a great name, a great name to go up to people, and that's a catchy name. It's just they've done everything with it. It is just really, really I'm excited about it. The other thing I wanted to add is when you give people the packet, if they don't have the pie water, because a lot of the people that you're giving it to when you're prospecting, what do you suggest that they mix it with? Just any kind of really good water?
That would be my suggestion. And when I'm introducing people to this, I don't want to confuse it with a lot of other things. Again, I'm just using it as a gateway. It's a very simple story. It's a very simple, you know, really takes no explanation. Just give it a try and you have an interest in helping me, you know, launch this to $1 billion in the next 12 months. Let's chat about it. I do not hand out a sample until I get their contact information. And I know many people on this call may be thinking, well, gosh, I'm just going to staple this to my business card and hand it out to everybody. I highly suggest you do not do that. You qualify that person you're talking to. If they don't give you their contact information, don't give them a sample. I mean, you know, because I asked one right up front. I'm doing a marketing survey here. I mean, we're just launching this product. I want to get feedback on it. I'll give you a sample of the product, provide me with your contact information. Do you think think you'll be using it tomorrow. They say yes. I said, how about I give you a call tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock? And I make it a very professional, business-like conversation, and treat it as such. So, I'm not into just handing out a bunch of samples, to find some retail customers. That's not my business model. I think we have a way here to really open up a whole new way of life for this demographic we're looking at, within the context of our industry, within the context of Nikan, within the context of having balance in their life. They are much more prevention focused than we are. My generation is much more treatment focused. So that gateway and entry into the most powerful prevention focused healthcare system in the world, Wellness Home, is a natural next step. And then, let me show you how to put this together with a couple other things that we can market as well. With IMAD water bottle, how about some CM cream and some other things. So for our team, I've kind of put together a performance pack, and I'm calling it a performance pack. I think for that generation, it's a catchy term. I may be wrong, but that's my opinion, and it's all an auto ship order. It's one order to get them started. It's over 500 points, and everything I've got on there is something we can get on auto ship. And it's, and then say, after the next month, just keep the 10-4 on it, or keep a couple of the other things you like on it. So, and you have an option. You have an option there to, there's some things I'm going to talk about on the Monday night call, how this can really work for somebody. And I've actually introduced it this way to, three of my four children, who have expressed an interest. My daughter, she just graduated, University of Denver, and her part-time job was, at a gas station convenience store. And she said, Dad, the only thing people came in to buy in there were energy drinks. And she goes, everybody around me drinks energy drinks. And every time I thought socially, they're drinking energy drinks. I mean, So she's very excited about the possibilities. She's between her undergrad and her graduate school because she has a desire, to go to graduate school. And she's, not bragging, but all the other kids that say, Dad, Ellie's like a genius. So, and she actually kind of is, so. But she's, got an entrepreneurial bone in her body as well, like her dad, and she's, expressed a great interest in, being part of it. So, she grew up in a wellness home. She sees this as a gateway for her generation. So that's very exciting. I mean, it's just, great, great product for that.
I would agree with Gary. Keep it simple. Just talked about this. There is a phenomenon that's well proven in how business works, and it's called the halo effect. And probably one of the great examples is Apple. If you buy an iPhone, very highly likely you're going to have the whole suite of Apple products within a couple of years because they just fit together very well. And what we found in Nikan, the same thing. They try a Nikan product and they love it. And then they love Nikan. And then they see other things. Well, that's from Nikan too. I'll bet I'll like that too. And so probably the next step logically would be the waterfall after, getting them onto 10-4. But just keep it simple. Just talk about one thing at a time. And, it's fun. And that's the strength we have as far as an opportunity rather than just one thing. We really have total wellness. We've got everything.
Dave, I don't think it's in my 17 years of Nikan I've ever had anybody just get one product and that's it. I mean, they benefit from that product and they say, what else you got?
Exactly. Yeah. So just follow up. Yeah. And I like what you were saying also in building a business, you don't want to just, shotgun this and pass this out to everybody and hope they call you. Give it to people and make it a quality presentation and definitely get the contact information and follow up. The fortune has always been in the follow up. So,
yeah.
How about one more question?
Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hey,
can I? Oh.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Gary. This is Liz from San Antonio.
Hey.
I'm just wondering if there is a website that I can go and look on for the ingredients in 10-4.
Yeah, it's the Neken microsite, and it's 10-4, T-E-N, number 4, dot Neken.com.
Super.
That was such an easy one. How about one more?
Dave,
this is Loretta up in Maine.
Uh-huh.
From a religious standpoint, of anybody who does not drink, use caffeine, what do you say about this product? You say it's a natural caffeine. How is it a natural caffeine?
Well, it's not synthetic and added.
I can take that one. This is Barbara Bertuzzi in St. Pete Beach, Florida. I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I don't use any, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I don't use any caffeinated items because it's a stimulant, but I have been doing green tea over the past 2 years. I do fine with it. I like it. I have a tendency to be a little ADD, so it helps me be more focused. And that's what I think this tea is going to do. It's natural in the fact that it comes from green tea, and it is, like what he said, when it's calming or, what did you say, a fluid boost? I wanted to give those adjectives
down. Fluid energy.
Fluid energy is what I get with it. It doesn't affect any other, you know, hormonal parts for me. That would be a detriment to my health. So I just wanted to share that. Some of us, as we get older, our thyroids don't work as well as they should, even though we're not on medication. We just don't have the metabolism and the boost to burn off that waste that we need to in our bodies. And so I think this green tea is going to be an awesome, I can't wait to get some in. I'm like jealous you had a box of it. Anyway, you know, that it's going to help us with our health to burn off the waste, to have that energy, and to assimilate things in our body more effectively. And that's what I think is going to, especially for women, but men, you guys too, you know, we need that inner energy, that metabolism. So,
thanks for adding that too, because one of the things I kind of thought of when I first started to use that product is how would this be with somebody with some attention issues? Because we all know that many of the pharmaceuticals they give them are stimulants. I thought, wow, here's something that's natural, it's a lot safer. I'm wondering how that would affect something like that. So that's very interesting. But to get back to the question of people that aren't consuming caffeine, and I've had that. They say, I don't take caffeine for one reason or another, and usually it's in a health challenge of some type or a religious belief or whatever it might be. But then I ask the question, well, how many people do you know that do? And how many do you know that have kids that are taking, you know, things that probably aren't real good for them? You know, wouldn't you, whether you use it or not, wouldn't you rather see them have a healthier choice? You know, so, and if they say yes, then I pretty much know I'm talking to the right person. If they say no, I'm probably not talking to the right person. You know, and that's an individual choice.
That's the best answer. That's my feeling is that the best and most important market is people that have already chosen to take energy drinks. And the reality, just like you mentioned at the beginning, actually an $11 billion industry right at the moment. And as you say, just in a short time, it's doubling. It's growing like crazy. People are going to take it. And I think the best thing as a wellness company that we can offer people is a much, much healthier alternative. And so whether you personally are taking caffeinated stuff, the issue is we can help so many people that have already chosen to, that came to my mind, probably shouldn't even say it, but if you could give a heroin addict methadone instead of keeping him on heroin, you'd be doing a great thing.
Yeah.
And if you could just mention one more time, what was the what what's the microsite for 10-4?
It is 10TEN4.beacon.com.
All right. Well,
I just did that and it did not come up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It went up for me. I got it.
It went up for me. I got it right here.
Okay, what, one more time now.
Hey, Gary, TEN4.beacon.com.
Okay, so spelled out 10, TEN, and then the numeral 4, and then dot,
right,
and then NECAN, yeah, and then dot com, correct?
Yeah, and it's linked through your MyNECAN, too. It's, they launched it up a couple days ago, and where I found it really was when you click on the front page of your MyNECAN on the 10-4 picture, it takes you to the site, the specials that they're having, sell free, get one free. The dual pack on auto ship, which is really a good deal, comes the cost per packet down to under like $1.45 each. So that's a really cool deal. And then, the link to that site is on that page as well. So.
Dave, one more question. What is the youngest age group for this product? It's Dean from Northwest Indiana.
The demographic I looked at basically put 13 up to 35. So,
Basically, what you'll find is there's people that, you know, they'll go to Walmart or some store, they're buying this stuff by the case and bringing it home to their teenagers, and there's teenagers all drinking 2 or 3 cans a day. And I just think in my mind, oh my goodness, if they're doing that, if we could get them on something softer and easier to their body, so, and of course, Red Bull and, in fact, I think it was Rockstar was on, somebody told me on Good Morning America a couple of days ago that they're just being criticized for not just target marketing young college students, but suggesting, that this is the ideal mixer for their alcoholic beverages.
Right.
And, I see us, giving something kinder to the body. any final parting words, Gary, that you can say, and we'll let you go and let's go here.
The target market I'm looking at is that person that's getting close to ending college that I know is going to have a tough time professionally finding a job they want. That's not a minority of our population. That's the majority of those people coming out of college. And up to about 45 years of age. I mean, you know, Rick said it great at the convention, and I don't know if you caught it, Dave, but he said, you know, senior won't mean you're 55 years old anymore, okay? And I might add to that, silver won't mean that's the color of your hair, which is pretty much the color of my hair. But, you know, if you look at that demographic of those thousands of people in there, I have to say, that the average age was probably 55 plus. And we want to change that. We want to introduce, you know, younger generation to what it is they have to offer from an opportunity and also, like I said, from a prevention focused healthcare system. You know, where our generations are treatment focused, the newer generations are much more prevention and performance focused. And those are the people we're looking for. And I'm not necessarily looking for the person that's out there mixing their Red Bull with vodka. You know, if they're taking those energy drinks to get better grades, to stay awake, to give them the energy to do the things that they want to accomplish in their life. And that's the demographic I'm looking for. You know, that want to do something, that want to make a difference, not only in their own lives, but in others as well. And I think that, you know, that's our NECAN message. It always has been, is giving people a life of talent.
I appreciate that. Hey, just one thing, everyone. As Gary mentioned, he's going to be on a web conference call this Monday night. And, boy, I highly recommend you think in your mind, who would you like to be a partner with? Who would be interested in hearing what you just heard along with some PowerPoints? And just go to Pathfinders. That's plural, pathfinders.biz, B-I-Z, B-I-Z. So that's going to be Monday night, and I believe that's at 7 p.m. Pacific time, is it? 9 p.m. Central?
Correct, correct. Plus you get the added benefit of listening to my good buddy Rick Murphy.
Oh, he's starting to get excited about this.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, he just, when I was at corporate, and he, you know, he kept calling me, and whenever I was on his call on Monday night, he, and I wasn't aware of it, he kept saying to me, 10-4, good buddy, 10-4, good buddy. And then once I knew about it, for the next couple of weeks, time I was on his call, we were doing it together, and he was so excited about this product. And after I met with corporate, he said, call me as soon as you meet with corporate. So I called him and he said, I could finally talk to somebody about this. Yeah, I'm so excited. So, yeah.
Well, it's a big 10-4 for everyone out there.
You betcha.
Dave?
Hi, Dave and Dr. Gary. Thanks, Alan in Pennsylvania. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Hey,
let's all have a great day and remember Monday night. Thanks again, Gary. You're awesome.
My pleasure, Dave. Thank you.